The lead story coming into this Monday involves a homicide arrest in Spring Valley that carries real significance, not just for the families involved, but for what it says about investigative timelines in San Diego County. On June 12th, the Sheriff's Department announced that two men had been arrested in connection with a homicide that occurred sometime in 2025. The agency hasn't released the full case details yet in what's been publicly posted, but the basic structure here is what investigators call a delayed arrest case. The crime happens, the investigation builds, and the arrest comes months later rather than within days.
And that gap matters to the community in Spring Valley, Marcus. Spring Valley is an unincorporated community east of National City with a population of roughly 30,000 people, and it falls under sheriff jurisdiction rather than city police. When a homicide goes unsolved for months, it weighs on a neighborhood. The fact that the sheriff's department was able to bring these two individuals into custody now, rather than letting the case go cold indefinitely, reflects a combination of community cooperation, forensic work, and investigative persistence that doesn't always get acknowledged in the way it should.
You're right about that. And it connects to a broader pattern we've seen in the sheriff's recent releases, which is an emphasis on not just clearing cases, but on publicizing how they were cleared. The agency wants the public to understand that its investigative capacity is functioning. Whether that's strategic communication or genuine transparency is a fair question to ask, but the outcome for the Spring Valley community is the same. Two individuals are off the street and facing charges.
The other major public safety story entering this week is the sheriff's June 12th statement on the No Kings demonstrations that took place across the county over the weekend. For listeners who may not be tracking this closely, No Kings events have been part of a national wave of civic demonstrations, and San Diego County was part of that picture this past weekend. The sheriff's statement was notable in its tone. It explicitly said the agency supports the public's right to free speech and assembly. That language is deliberate. Law enforcement agencies choose their words carefully when they're characterizing large public gatherings, and framing the weekend's events as an exercise of rights rather than a public order problem signals something about how county leadership wants to position itself on this.
It also signals that the demonstrations were large enough and visible enough that the sheriff felt a public statement was warranted. These weren't small gatherings. When a law enforcement agency issues a proactive statement affirming the legitimacy of protests before anyone has accused them of overreach, it suggests there was real scale to what happened on the ground. We don't have crowd estimates in the publicly posted materials, but the statement itself is evidence of the weekend's scope.
There's also a missing hiker search near Poway that was announced on June 12th for weekend operations. The Poway area, particularly the trails around Lake Poway and the Black Mountain Open Space Park, draws significant hiking traffic, especially in summer when people want to be outdoors before the heat peaks inland. A missing hiker operation means search and rescue resources were deployed, and if the search was announced Friday or Saturday for weekend operations, we're now at Monday morning without a confirmed resolution in the publicly posted record. That's something to watch through the day.
The convergence of those three public safety items, the Spring Valley arrest, the demonstration statement, and the Poway search, heading into a Monday, tells you something about the operational tempo this county runs at. This is not a slow news week in law enforcement terms.